Unidentified human remains are one of the most difficult challenges in forensic anthropology, and emotionally, they're some of the most painful.
They're not just evidence. They're people whose identities have to be recovered so families can get answers and justice can be pursued.
For decades, that work has depended on careful skeletal measurement, visual comparison, anatomical expertise, and reference collections.
It's precise work, but it can be slow, especially when the remains are incomplete, damaged, or scattered across multiple sites.
The hard part is that even a complete skeleton can be difficult to identify, and fragments make it even harder.
A single bone, a partial skull, or a collection of scattered pieces may only give investigators a limited amount to work with.
And the environment adds another layer. Water, fire, animal activity, and time can all change bone structure and surface detail.
So traditional methods focus on estimating biological traits like age, sex, stature, and ancestry, while also looking for trauma, disease, surgical marks, or other unique features.
DNA and dental records can confirm identity when they're available, but every step still depends on how much good evidence there is.
And the biggest bottleneck usually comes during comparison.
That's where investigators have to match unknown remains against missing persons reports, medical records, dental charts, photographs, and skeletal databases.
When several cases are open at once, that cross-referencing can become overwhelming and very time-consuming.
That's where artificial intelligence is starting to enter the picture, not as a replacement for forensic anthropologists, but as a support tool.
Its main value is speed and scale. AI can process large amounts of visual and numerical data, recognize patterns in skeletal structures, compare fragment shapes, and flag possible matches that might be missed in manual review.
That gives experts room to test more possibilities in less time, while still making the final professional judgment.
One of the most promising applications is fragment matching.
When remains are broken into pieces, each fragment may have a unique shape, edge contour, or surface texture.
Computer vision algorithms can compare those details against other fragments or reference skeletal data.
Instead of automatically solving the case, the system can rank likely matches and show investigators which pieces are most likely to belong together.
That's especially useful in mass disasters, cold cases, and regions with large numbers of unidentified remains.
AI is also helping estimate biological profiles.
Forensic anthropologists have long used skeletal features to estimate age at death and sex, but those estimates can vary depending on population and preservation.
Machine learning models trained on large skeletal datasets can recognize subtle patterns across multiple bones and refine those estimates.
The results are still probabilistic, not absolute, but they can narrow the pool of possible missing persons and guide further investigation.
Facial reconstruction is another area where AI is making an impact.
Traditional methods often rely on clay, foam, or manual 3D modeling based on skull measurements.
AI-assisted systems can analyze cranial structure and generate digital facial approximations more quickly.
Some models can even produce multiple likely facial variations, helping investigators compare results with photographs or witness descriptions.
Dental identification remains one of the most reliable methods when dental records are available.
AI can support that process by aligning digital scans, highlighting differences in tooth shape, alignment, and restorative work, and flagging possible matches.
This is particularly valuable when only dental structures survive.
All of this is closely tied to 3D scanning, photogrammetry, and digital reconstruction.
Scanning remains in three dimensions lets researchers examine them from multiple angles without repeatedly handling physical evidence, which reduces contamination risk and preserves integrity.
Computer vision can then compare those 3D models with reference skeletons, missing persons data, and previously scanned remains.
It can detect subtle differences in bone shape, joint structure, and surface detail, helping build searchable digital case files that can be updated over time.
That's especially valuable for older cold cases, where new scanning and AI analysis can make previously unusable evidence more informative.
AI is also helping connect scattered records.
Missing persons reports may be written in different languages, stored in different agencies, or recorded with inconsistent detail.
Medical records, dental charts, photographs, and family descriptions are often not easy to search.
Natural language processing can extract key facts from unstructured text: names, dates, locations, physical descriptions, and medical conditions.
It can also link records that appear unrelated but may point to the same person, making automated cross-referencing possible across large databases.
But these tools raise important ethical and practical concerns.
Forensic identification involves deeply personal information, and an incorrect match could cause wrongful identification, false closure for a family, or misdirected investigative resources.
For that reason, AI should be treated as a support tool, not a final authority.
Transparency is essential. Investigators need to understand how a model was trained, what data it was tested on, and what its limitations are.
Bias is a serious issue, because many forensic datasets have historically been limited by geography, ancestry, and collection practices.
A model trained on a narrow population may perform poorly on others.
That's why human oversight is needed to ensure results are interpreted fairly and responsibly.
Privacy and data security are major concerns too, because skeletal data, facial approximations, dental records, and genetic information are highly sensitive.
The future of forensic anthropology will likely combine traditional expertise with advanced digital tools.
AI won't eliminate the need for skilled anthropologists, but it will change how they work.
Instead of spending extensive time on manual comparisons, researchers may focus more on interpretation, context, and communication with families and investigators.
As datasets grow and models improve, these systems may become more accurate and more widely adopted, with tighter integration between forensic labs, law enforcement agencies, and missing persons databases.
International cooperation may also improve, helping match remains across borders and case files.
The ultimate goal isn't merely to make identification faster.
It's to restore identity to the forgotten and bring closure to families.
In that sense, AI-augmented forensic anthropology is both a technological advancement and a humanitarian effort.